Okay, she is shortly going to launch a Netflix show called With Love, Megan. And this comes as part of the $100 million deal that her and her husband, Harry, have reportedly struck with the streaming service back in 2020. Now, this week, Meghan Markle also relaunched her lifestyle brand under the new name As Ever. Now, these projects come against the backdrop of a very negative article that Vanity Fair ran about the couple earlier this month. So where are things now for Meghan and Harry? Well, journalist Saoirse Hanley is here to talk all about it. Hi, Saoirse. How are you this morning?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to dive straight into this because there's a lot to unpack here, right?
But yes,
tell me first about Meghan's new Netflix show, With Love, Meghan. What is it all about?
So With Love, Meghan seems to be kind of tying in with this lifestyle brand that she is relaunching. So the idea of it is kind of like this lifestyle-y gardening, cooking, you know, keeping the home, well-being, all that kind of very, very California stuff.
Yeah.
But it's tying in with the kind of the output she's had recently. And it was originally supposed to come out in January, but it was delayed because of the LA wildfires. They decided that this, that in the next 2 weeks was a more appropriate time to release it. So it'll be coming out that way. It's kind of, you know, we obviously saw in 2022 they had the Harry and Meghan docuseries, you know, insight into their life kind of thing, and this is more, I suppose, a personal what's next, here's how you live your best life kind of a thing.
Yeah, you mentioned it there, As Ever, that is the lifestyle brand that she's relaunching. What is As Ever? What am I getting from it?
So, As Ever, you seem to mostly be getting jams and preserves, but
lovely.
That's not all. She essentially launched, she's had this kind of name in the works for a while, but it is also, interestingly, it's part of the Netflix deal, because Netflix will actually be retailing some of they're reported to be retailing some of the produce that comes from this. So the idea is that she initially called it the American Orchard Riviera, or the American Riviera Orchard.
Okay.
And she kind of had this crypto being launched, you know, a couple of celebrities had it in the background or had a couple of Instagram posts last year.
Yeah, we remember the Instagram posts, right?
Yes. But then in the last couple of months, it's since been relaunched as Ever, because I think the idea was that she felt that the original name was too niche, right?
Okay.
Like, not all of us live in California. We're not all near, you know, beautiful American Rivieras, or we're not going to orchards, all that kind of stuff. Mm. And she wanted it to be more representative of like a more general kind of audience, really. So with As Ever, you're going to get, you know, preserves and jams, but like nice homey bits, all that kind of stuff. And it's all really tying in with her lifestyle thing, which she had a blog about before she was ever in the royal family. She had a lifestyle blog called The Take that she had to give up. So I think it's really a return to form for her.
You mentioned there a second ago about Netflix pairing up with As Ever. That's a bit strange of a pairing, isn't it? Because they're a streaming service. So like, I don't understand it.
And I think a lot of people don't understand it, because I'm still trying to understand how that's going to work, right? Like, obviously we know Netflix as being like a big streaming giant now. I know before they did have a platform of sending out DVDs and videos, like that was their thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're not totally removed from like physical content, but it still feels really weird because, you know, we're not like watching telly on our Spar TV and then going to Spar for the stuff that we see, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it is going to be a new thing. I think it will take a bit of working out as to how that works, but you know, I think the produce that she has will probably be quite limited anyway. It's not going to be a major release, I would imagine. So I think that ties in with the more kind of bespoke offering from Netflix.
Yeah, I'm wondering as well, will this be something that they're going to continue on for different things? You know what I mean? Like setting up an entire shop where all different TV shows can be selling stuff off the back of it. You just wonder, that's a completely separate thought completely. Saoirse, before it even got up and running though, she's already been asked to change the logo as ever. Like, why was that?
Yeah, there's controversy over the logo at the minute because a town in Mallorca in Spain has a kind of coat of arms that is almost identical. The logo is basically a palm tree and there's birds on either side. And I initially heard about this and I was like, oh, you know, it's probably splitting hairs. I'm sure it's not that similar. It is so similar. But I think the press has been really interesting because I was reading on a Spanish website that the town that is mentioned in Mallorca are kind of buzzing about all the publicity. They're like, this
is great. Oh my God, wouldn't
you
be
though? No one knows about our town. Yeah. No one knows about our town. This is free publicity. But yeah, it's kind of under hot water then for how, whether it was copied, whether she just came across it. Is it a coincidence? It's a really strange one.
Okay, fantastic. Like, I'm obsessed with this for them, that little town in Mallorca that's coming out, because I just know if something had happened the same in my law, we'd be like, oh, she's trying to rip us off now, that one. They're at it again. doesn't Meghan also have a podcast on top of all this, Archetypes? Like, that premiered on Spotify. Where is that at now?
Yes, so that was another kind of, in when they initially left the royal family and they had all of these big kind of big deals happening or reporting to be happening. You had the big Netflix deal that was rumored to be about $100 million. They had a smaller Spotify deal that was rumored to be $20 million. And what that kind of, the output of that was the first series of her podcast called Archetypes, where she interviewed a lot of like high profile women about the archetypes they fit into. And had season one, it did really well, topped loads of charts, did brilliantly, but then it was not brought back for a season two. And about 2 years later, in 2023, Spotify and Artwell Audio, which is their Harry and Meghan's audio kind of production side of their work, they severed that partnership.
Okay.
So they're no longer kind of involved with Spotify in that way. And there's no second series of it. So it's really interesting because I think it did well enough by the sounds of things, but it hasn't exactly continued. And, it, you know, there's lots of aspersions cast about that, even in the Vanity Fair article, where, as you mentioned, it's not super favourable about them. It does kind of talk about whether or not it was a good fit for them to be with Spotify for that project.
Yeah, okay. What other projects are they involved in? Like, what else have they got going on? Because I remember, obviously, when the Megxit happened and they were leaving the royal family, as you said, you know, it was like Netflix, Spotify, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do this. Like, what else is going on?
Yeah, they seem like busy bees anyway, yeah, over in California. So they've got, they initially have the Artwell Foundations. They created this Artwell thing, which comes from the term, the kind of Greek term arch, meaning source of action, paired with well. So this is their whole thing. And the Artwell Foundation initially is a non-profit charity they're running. And they will do a lot of things like with education for women or a lot of sports access, all that kind of stuff. That's their, like, the idea is to, quote, like, uplift communities. That's okay, their idea behind that. But then you have the kind of more business side. So their Artwell Productions, that's where they have the partnership with the likes of Netflix for doing the docu-series and, you know, producing a bunch of other things that they're doing. And then, as I say, Artwell Audio, which is that they have the podcast stuff. Then you had Harry's memoir, Spare, and now you've got As Ever. And then they also have a couple of investments in different companies, and they're just, they're flat out, but they're flat out at lots by the looks of things.
Yeah, they are. They really are. Another thing that people might have seen was a couple of months ago, they ended up kind of featuring in an episode of South Park where, I mean, as if you do feature on South Park, you are ridiculed. Is that an indication that their popularity might be waning a little bit?
I think it's definitely representative of, like, kind of a broad criticism that they get from a lot of people that, you know, they left the royal family and they kind of had all this talk about having a more private life and being able to live more authentically and do all this away from the kind of eye of, like, the royal, you know, the kind of royal eye that exists for them in the UK. And I think the, you know, the whole idea of the South Park skit was that they, this monarch and his wife were going on this, the worldwide privacy tour, where on one hand they're like, we want a private life, we want to live privately, but also here's a docuseries and a memoir and an audio series.
Here's my lifestyle.
Which does, you know, which does check out, and we're all guilty of it. And I think that it's kind of, it does, I think, you know, people, I think with them in particular, do have a lot of, I think because they're a very interesting kind of celebrity, right? You've got this, like, Hollywood star, certainly, but then also she's now a royal, and then you also have a very high profile leaver of the royal family who's, like, son of a beloved previous member of the royal family. And I think people think a lot of what they do is really showy. I think it's very hard, despite how much information they're putting out about themselves and about their life and about their marriage and their family. I think people think so much of it is showboating. Like, you know, they were really involved with communities during the LA wildfires and they were pictured doing that. And there was a lot of pushback on that, saying, oh, isn't it handy that the camera was there for this?
Yeah.
But it seems like the, it seems like there's genuine care there in what they do. But I think people just kind of don't accept that. And I do think that it has maybe made them, it's turned people against them slightly, I think.
I know, it's hard. It's that catch-22. It's like, you told us you didn't want to be anything to do with the spotlight. You didn't want your lives out there yet. Here we are consuming it all day, every day, and it's what you're feeding us. So, you know, we're seeing where it's going. That negative article that we touched on about Harry and Meghan, because I know we've spoken, I mentioned at the very beginning, you just touched on it there a second ago. Broadly speaking, what are the criticisms in that article?
Yeah, so the article is kind of about them, and it calls them, you know, CEOs in exile, that they're these two high profile, like, business people in this, and it takes a broad look at the various ways that they've kind of hustled to make their different companies work and become moguls of sorts. But I think an interesting point about this is that they declined to be interviewed for this. So what could have been a very kind of, you know, a really good positive kind of business profile has instead kind of got a bit of a, it seems a bit more scathing because there is no input from them in that. But a lot of the stuff that comes out, it paints a picture of, like, ventures that didn't exactly flourish. And there's a few kind of unnamed sources saying stuff like, you know, they came to some things where they didn't really have ideas for a podcast, or they had a very old school idea of what a podcast should look like, or they weren't easy to work with. But then you also have sources saying, no, they're amazing, I love working with them. So it's a really kind of, it paints a very interesting picture. And I wish they'd actually been able to speak to them to get the idea from them of where this comes from. But I think it seems to me, as just from reading it, that the people that they've quoted kind of have this idea that they're people who are very entrepreneurial and have all these kind of, have the resources to make these things happen. But whether or not they can see them through, there seems to be doubt about that.
Yeah. So 5 years on, so from like the split of the royal family, like they're doing, like where are they going? Is it like their charitable foundations? Is this what their direction is for the next 5-10 years?
That seems to be kind of the plan. I mean, one of the sources in the Vanity Fair article is quoted saying that he or she thinks that Harry is the type of guy who would be totally happy to work in charity for the rest of his life and just have Meghan being the breadwinner.
Yeah.
And it seems like from that, you know, you have Harry very involved in stuff like the Invictus Games that he founded, which is kind of like a Paralympic style event for veterans. Like, he's kind of working in that, doing a lot of the kind of charity work. And then you have Meghan really kind of doing this lifestyle-y stuff. And I think that's probably where they're going to go. But I think it's really interesting for us to think about what the next 5 years looks like for them, because it's such an interesting career the two of them have. It's not been done before. We don't really know any former, like, you know, we don't have many royals turned lifestyle gurus / charity runners.
No,
you know?
Like,
so we don't know.
You're so right. There is no other example of it. Like, he's the first of his kind in that sense. He was the first of his kind to marry a Hollywood superstar as well. There's just a lot going on. Love them or loathe them, we're going to be glued to what they do next, and we're kind of always going to be talking about them, Saoirse.
That's it. I think no matter how much, you know, we give out about the fact that they're saying they want privacy, won't give it, we're still going to, yeah, we're still at the window peeking in.
Like,
we're still
ourselves.
Knocking on the door. So as long as they keep answering, we'll keep doing it.
Saoirse Hanley, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate you taking your time out.
Thanks very much.
No problems. We'll chat to you later. That was journalist Saoirse Hanley giving us the lowdown of Meghan and Harry, because it's the story that's never ending. Their new Netflix show, With Love, Meghan, is going to be appearing on Netflix very, very soon. And no doubt we will be talking about it.